Once upon a time, there was Discworld. There still is an adequate supply. Discworld is the flat world carried through space on the back of a giant turtle, which has been the source of, so far, novels, 4 maps, an encyclopedia, 2 animated series, T-shirts, scarves, models, badges, beer, embroidery, pens, posters, and probably, by the time this is published, talcum powder and body splash. If not, it can only be a matter of time. It has, in short, become immensely popular. And Discworld runs on magic. Roundworld, our home planet, and by extension the universe in which it sits, runs on rules. In fact, it simply runs. But we have watched the running, and those observations and the ensuing deductions are the very basis of science. Magicians and scientists are, on the face of it, poles apart. Certainly a group of people who often dress strangely, live in a world of their own, speak a specialized language, and frequently make statements that appear to be in flagrant breach of common sense, have nothing in common with a group of people who often dress strangely, speak a specialized language, live in... Perhaps we should try this another way. Is there a connection between magic and science? Can the magic of Discworld, with its eccentric wizards, down-to-earth witches, obstinate trolls, fire-breathing dragons, talking dogs and personified death, shed any useful light on hard, rational, solid, earthly science? We think so. We'll explain why in a moment, but first, let's make it clear what the science of Discworld is not. There have been several media tie-in the science of books, such as The Science of the X-Files and The Physics of Star Trek. They tell you about the areas of today's science that may one day lead to the events or devices that the fiction depicts. Did aliens crash land at Roswell? Could an antimatter warp drive ever be invented? Could we ever have the ultra-long life batteries that Scully and Mulder must be using in those torches of theirs? We could have taken that approach. We could, for example, have pointed out that Darwin's theory of evolution explains how lower life forms can evolve into higher ones, which in turn makes it entirely reasonable that a human should evolve into an orangutan while remaining a librarian, since there is no higher life form than a librarian. We could have speculated on which DNA sequence might reliably incorporate asbestos linings into the insides of dragons. We might even have attempted to explain how you could get a turtle 10,000 miles long. We decided not to do these things, for a good reason. Two reasons. The first is that it would be, dumb. And this is because of the second reason. Discworld does not run on scientific lines. Why pretend that it might? Dragons don't breathe fire because they've got asbestos lungs. They breathe fire because everyone knows that's what dragons do. What runs Discworld is deeper than mere magic and more powerful than pallid science. It is narrative imperative, the power of story. It plays a role similar to that substance known as phlogiston, once believed to be that principle or substance within inflammable things that enable them to burn. In the Discworld universe, then, there is narrativium. It is part of the spin of every atom, the drift of every cloud. It is what causes them to be what they are, and continue to exist and take part in the ongoing story of the world. On Roundworld, things happen because the things want to happen. In a manner of speaking, they happen because things obey the rules of the universe. A rock has no detectable opinion about gravity. What people want does not greatly figure in the scheme of things, and the universe isn't there to tell a story. With magic, you can turn a frog into a prince. With science, you can turn a frog into a PhD, and you still have the frog you started with. That's the conventional view of round-world science. It misses a lot of what actually makes science tick. Science doesn't just exist in the abstract. You could grind the universe into its component particles without finding a single trace of science. Science is a structure created and maintained by people, and people choose what interests them and what they consider to be significant and, quite often, they have thought narratively.